Support for Here and Now comes from BetterHelp, committed to supporting mental health through therapy. Clients are matched with one of 25,000 therapists and can communicate via video, chat, or phone at betterhelp.com/public.
A spokesperson for Russian President Vladimir Putin today brushed off German suggestions that the Kremlin was involved in the poisoning of opposition leader Alexei Navalny. NPR's Rob Schmitz joins us from Berlin, where Navalny was hospitalized and is in a coma. And Rob, German Chancellor Angela Merkel says Navalny was a victim of attempted murder. Does she back up that claim with evidence?
Well, yes. German doctors have found the nerve agent Novichok in Navalny's system. And what was interesting about the rapidity of this was right after we heard about the results of these tests on Navalny, Angela Merkel had a press conference, and she had unusually strong words for her, for Russia. I mean, she said that Navalny is a victim of a crime that was intended to silence him, and that the poisoning of Navalny goes against Germany and Europe's basic values and laws. She then had some words for Russia's government. She basically said that serious questions remain unanswered, and only the Russian government can and must answer them.
Tell us more about what happened and how he ended up in a German hospital. What's his condition and what do doctors say?
Well, a couple of weeks ago, he fell ill on a flight from Siberia to Moscow. And the person who was traveling with him said he had only had drinking one cup of tea at an airport. He was brought to a small town in Siberia, a hospital there. While he was there, there was this fight between German officials and Russian officials to send Navalny to Germany. That fight was eventually won by the Germans, and he was taken a few days later to Berlin, where he's been ever since. And he's, you know, this whole time he's been in a coma, but doctors here in Berlin say that the poison in his system has receded over time, but they're not sure whether this will have long-term consequences on his health.
How has this impacted German-Russian relations?
Well, this has been a pretty bad year for German-Russian relations. About a year ago, a Russian man assassinated a former Chechen military commander in broad daylight here in Berlin, not too far from where I stand. German prosecutors say there is strong evidence that Russia was behind that, and Germany expelled Russian diplomats late last year as a response to this. Merkel is also frustrated with Russia because Germany believes that Russian intelligence has hacked her personal email. Another point of contention is that Merkel has taken a very firm stance on the unrest in Belarus, and that's irked Putin, who warned her and the EU not to interfere in Belarus's domestic affairs.
Russia and Germany have close energy ties. They're building this pipeline, another one. Could this project be in jeopardy?
I don't think so. You know, well, what's interesting here is that behind this very contentious political relationship between Germany and Russia, there is a crucial economic one. Germany depends on Russia for more than a third of its natural gas, and that dependence is going to grow when this additional pipeline called Nord Stream 2 is expected to be finished in the coming months. So I don't think that something like this could have an impact on a project that's been planned for many, many years and will benefit not only Russia and its largest energy company, but also Germany.
That's NPR's Rob Schmitz in Berlin. Rob, thank you so much for this.
Thank you.